Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we'll get to the people. We're having a little fun. Just ESPN.com had, you hate to see it, a redraft of the 2023 draft where the Tigers, they don't take Max Clark. They take the guy I've lamented not taking, Wyatt Langford. But who cares? It's more about you guys.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it doesn't matter because Wyatt Langford's not here. It doesn't matter. And Max Clark, I'm rooting for him to be amazing. Otherwise, I won't ever be able to live with what they did. The point is, what is your example of having an opinion, getting killed by it, only to be right? And I'm not talking a decade later. I'm not talking about like if you were one of these Harbaugh truthers, even though he was on the verge of getting fired.
7 years later.
Pay cut. Yeah. Like that doesn't. And also, nobody criticized hiring Jim Harbaugh. Nobody.
So this will be like when the Wings finally are good 10 years from now.
Those people. Yeah. Like
he just needed time.
Glad Kenny's back.
We'll get into that later.
Because we got to have a conversation about that.
David brought to my attention there was another one, but I don't want to say it because a caller is also saying the same thing.
Well, then why don't we just get to that caller and you can celebrate together. Okay. Noah's in Brighton, 97.1. Hi, Noah.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Noah.
Hey, so yeah, happy batting leadoff today. Jared Goff. Jared Goff is the man. I was super happy and excited when we traded Stafford that the Lions ended up getting him. I know it was a throw-in for that contract, right, and that extra first round we took on, but I had high hopes for Jared coming out. My dad and my brother both were saying, no way, Noah, no way that's going to happen, but look who's our quarterback now, right?
Noah, he was supposed to be the bridge quarterback. He was going to be the guy. He was a placeholder. Remember, the draft picks were more valuable than he was. Oh, we got two first-round picks. We'll be able to get the quarterback of the future. And I'm like, they re-upped him as soon as he got here. I'm like, that's your quarterback for a long time, people. No, he's got tiny hands. Okay. Now they scream Jared Goff.
My dad wanted us to draft Malik Willis from Liberty, right?
Oh, boy.
He's like, that's the guy. That's the future. Get rid of Jared Goff. And, who's still on the team they were on during that time, right?
Oh, boy.
Malik Willis.
Oh, dear, you better tell your pops he's got some problems. Oh, my. Noah, there was a moment in time. There was a moment in time, and I'm not going to say the people because I'm not. I don't need to be mean. There were people at this station who advocated wanting him number two overall.
A buddy of mine, he has since finally stopped texting me, but every year, but look at Willis. We needed Willis, and I don't hear from him anymore.
The yayo was strong during that time period. Let's go to our man, Houston, 97.1. What's up, Houston?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The one I had is I'm a nerd and everything, and I like to follow the draft, the NFL draft, and, like, that's a big deal with me. I, like, go online and I watch tapes. And I was talking to my boys. I says, man, Alabama has a running back named Jahmyr Gibbs. Dude, he, like, fits what the Lions do. perfectly. Oh, man, you can't draft no running back in the first round. I'm like, well, dude, that's if he's really good, that's when you want to draft him because you got him for 5 years, and then you could either franchise him or let him go. Oh, that's not happening. Then they draft him. What the hell is that Holmes doing? Blah, 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 blah. And lo and behold.
That's right. You get to sip from the chalice of vindication. You were right all along, Houston. You were right from the beginning, middle, and end. And it's glorious, isn't it?
It's beautiful, man. Have a good one, man.
It's you, Houston. No, that opinion.
Yeah.
And that's exactly that is Wyatt Langford on grass.
It is just that feeling that you almost don't have to say anything around your buddies. You're just like, oh, as soon as they do something, you just give them a little look like, oh, okay. Another homer.
And again, the beauty of the situation is ultimately, it's nothing I can do, right? I got to hope Max Clark ends up being great. And I hope he is. I want this team to win a World Series at some point. It's only been, you know, a tidy 40-plus years. But
84. Was it that long ago?
But, man, would it help to have that kid in the lineup right now.
I'm still impressed.
Pardon me if I don't think Jamai Jones is going to be Lou Gehrig.
I'm just impressed about the whole Matt Patricia
training
camp.
David was...
At least I gave John L. a season at Michigan State before I was like, this guy's a clown.
That went off the rails right from the beginning. Remember, he had the team meeting where he told Slay to stop hanging off another man's chandelier, the whole bit. There was enough coming out of there where you went, oh, boy.
Not how Bill Belichick would do it.
Yeah, well, you're not Bill Belichick. In fact, you're awful.
Cut scene. Every one of his assistants has failed, and you will too.
Let's go to Raymond 97.1. Ray, what's going on?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, buddy.
Not much. I do have to say, enjoy your victory lap while it lasts, because we are officially 76 days away from Russell Wilson taking the field in the Big Blue.
I know. Raymond, I am fully bracing for the most insane nutcase quarterback room in the history of the NFL. I know. I'm ready to go 2-15.
Oh, you're going to make the playoffs. Don't worry.
Led by famous Jameis.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I've been getting raked over the coals for this over the last literally couple of years, and I know, you know, people are probably listening right now that are going to be laughing on the radio as they hear this, but I have believed over the last couple of years that Aaron Judge has been the better batter, not talking about pitcher batter, than Shohei Ohtani. And, you know, of course, last year he won the MVP. You know, both of them were pretty close in stats. But this year, far and away, he has just blown everybody out of the water as far as his batting average, home runs. You know, Ohtani's starting to catch up just a little bit. But I've always believed that Aaron Judge has been the better batter. And I'm a Tiger fan. I've never rooted for a Yankee more than I have with Aaron Judge, just to be proven right.
Yeah, listen, the data would back you. Would Aaron Judge – now, again, if we're taking out the pitching, we're taking out the two-way threat – take out the global icon status and you just distill it down to, you know, Judge might be having the greatest five-year run of any player ever. Full stop. So I don't think anyone should make fun of you. And I mean, whether it's a war basis, an OPS basis, OPS plus, go down the line career-wise. Yeah, Judge does hold the crown in every category. I don't, Ray, you're, you know what? Good for you. No, and I'm being real with you. Like, I'm telling you, the numbers would stack. Now, your problem, Ray, you do have one problem. One guy shows up in the playoffs and the other guy doesn't.
Yeah. I can't defend that.
Not that I'm bitter, but yes,
the team game.
You're right, Ray, and we'll end on a good note. You're right, but would it kill your guy to do something in the playoffs? 2-4-8. Not that I'm bitter. Not bitter.
No. I was waiting on that.
Right.
I was waiting on that.
Oh, I remember. I was like,
it's
Mike.
True, though. It's
I'm like,
true.
Mike, your team is good. Just wait.
It
okay,
is true.
But hold on. Who carried the Yankees last year in the playoffs? Ready? Not Judge.
I
do you know.
Know
the answer? Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
No, I remember saying, Mike, this is going to be the year. No, it won't. Wait and see.
You're right. The only thing Ohtani has over Judge would be, I believe he has 3 MVPs, Judge has 2, but Judge is a lot. He's minus 6,000 right now to get the MVP this year.
I think for Ohtani, it was just the pitching and hitting, and it was the novelty, and it was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. That was a good call.
By the way, here's, you know what? I didn't catch hell other than Rico rolling his eyes when I said it, but we're just going to enter this into the chat. I told you the Yankees stink.
It's not over yet.
It sure looks it. All right.
Hey, if we can't crown a champion in this town yet,
you can't
bury a team. Listen,
it's all going to come down to the shopping spree.
Right.
You know my feelings on the Tigers stuff. The start's been incredible. It's been wonderful. They have work to do.
Oh, I got you.
Hey, this Flaherty thing, I know it's a couple of bad starts, but he hasn't been great this year. He's been very touch and go to me. I really hope he turns it around because I don't want to be doing shows about acquiring pitchers again.
Oh, I got you. No. But just a little faith.
Wyatt Langford.
Have the faith that I have in Justin Fields. It will happen.
Bro, you know what's going to go on your headstone? This is the year Justin Fields gets it right.
Or we do this topic in another year, vindicated.
Okay. I think there's a statute of limitation on vindication. You've been hanging on that Justin Fields thing.
He's only been in the league for
5 years.
Has it been 5?
Buddy, I think it was the pandemic draft.
He's still waiting for him to show up so he can be vindicated.
Wasn't he getting virtually dapped up while Goodell was getting blasted in his Barca lounger?
Yes, he was.
Wasn't that the draft?
Yes.
Okay, we'll just move to Michael Penix. Go ahead, Dave.
That's fine. Guys, I swear to God, Todd Blackledge is going to be great. Dude, it's a little late.
He's a pretty good announcer.
Just wait. Ryan Leaf is going to get there.
Well, we're going to take the L on that one.
248-539-9797. David, a couple of texts, please.
Love watching Josh Allen late at night at Wyoming and thought he was the best quarterback in the draft. He actually is better than I expected. Steve from downtown.
Steve, that's a hell of an opinion because I remember the one game I watched of him. He was at Iowa. And I'm not telling you need to show out, but I kept hearing about Josh Allen. And I had Wyoming, all right, BTN, we're going to watch this game. I think he threw for like 8 yards. And I'm going, this is the guy I'm supposed to be drafting? This? Mm-hmm. Again, I didn't expect him to dot him for 400. He was horrific. It all worked out. I'll tell you what. Good opinion.
He was no Trey Lance.
No, oh boy. Okay. I tried. I was rooting for you. I was trying, man.
I've never been one, but because of Josh Allen, every little quarterback from a little school will now get an opportunity.
When you think about the absurdity of the COVID draft and a guy like Lance, whose entire season was canceled and they did a one game showcase, mm-hmm. That's what we were basing it. Like, how is that even real? All right.
That's a 30 for 30.
It is. David, go ahead.
My example is Cade Cunningham. I continue to back him to my friends
after
his first 3
years. You know what? The lead up to that damn draft and then the post-haste. Where are all the Jalen Green truthers and ball washers? Where are all of you? I told you from the beginning Jalen Green was a loser. He's a losing basketball player. There, Rico, we had to defend Cade. Even amidst last year, if they win 14 games, and I go, listen. If Trajan comes in and says, I have to trade him in order to rebuild this thing, you need to be open to that. Hey, I said it. He didn't, and it worked. The point is, where are the Jalen Green people?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It was caller Brian from Detroit that was a Jalen Green guy.
I haven't heard from Brian in a long
time. I wonder why.
I hope he's okay. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
But he always just has the nicest things to say.
No, I remember. But did you see the highlight reel that was online? And it's like,
yeah, it's called Sam McGuffey. Wow. Okay, sorry, that was rude. It's a beautiful shirt, David.
You know what? You get the slow clap.
Isn't it adorable? These two decided to be twins today with their t-shirts.
All right. Really?
Twinning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.